In most municipalities, the minutes of committee meetings are passed along to a committee of the whole with little to no comments, while larger discussions are centered around thoroughly researched staff reports. However, Tiny Township is preparing for an upcoming multi-million-dollar municipal building to replace 7 of their outdated or obsolete facilities, and opposition to the build has taken to scrutinizing details that go well above standard municipal discussions. At the recent Committee of the Whole meeting, the mid-September minutes for council and several committees were provided with the usual intent to adopt the items as distributed. However, Count Dave Brunel requested that the Tiny Township Administrative Center Committee meeting minutes be pulled. When asked if he wanted to amend the minutes, he replied it was for discussion purposes. Over the span of 15 minutes, Brunel fired 7 delving questions with additional side questions at staff that had senior management scrambling through documents and websites to keep up for response. Deputy SAO and Corporate Services Director Haley LeBlond clarified that financial information returns were annual requirements to receive Ontario Municipal Infrastructure Fund operating grants, and that a 300-page report from April contained estimates prior to a Class D cost update, with future building costs to be forthcoming. Public Works Director Tim Leach clarified that a project roadmap on the township website contained Phase 1 and Phase 2 steps toward the goal, adding that the hiring of a construction manager at risk would also include a timeline for the project's checkpoints. Brunel prompted his final question, causing members of the gallery to get excited as they whispered in preparation to each other. Should we not wait until council gets the results of the site studies and assessments, in particular the Endangered Species Act assessment, before we hire a construction manager? Asked Brunel. Ice age grass had been a sticking point for opposition to the project. Once the go-ahead was given by council to green-light the project, ice age grass was frequently cited as the primary reason why no administration center should be constructed in Stop the Build protests. Leach explained that the natural heritage study for the entire subject property and environmental impact study specific to the administration center construction would be a component which the future construction manager would utilize to know where to develop the site. He added that the studies were currently in review with the committee to be released in early January for the public. For the record, said Leach, this is not the only location in the township of Tiny that does have ice age grass. It's probably in about 8 or 10 different locations noted on the national site and the airport. Through all the 3 public information centers, it's been very clear that the township will be celebrating the fact of finding these. This property has been used for many, many years. It's been, for decades if not 100 years, clear cut, it's been farmed, all sorts of activities happened on this property over the last over minus 100 years, and the ice age grass is there, it's healthy and alive. He added that the township would celebrate discovery of the grass with the new build. With questions concluded, Mayor Dave Evans thanked Brunel with appreciation for asking them. The meeting minutes of the mid-September Tiny Township Administrative Center Committee can be viewed on the agenda page on the Township of Tiny website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.